And welcome in to our Food Time show, Chicago Radio's original cooking and dining show. The award-winning All Things Edible program heard every Sunday at this time. And as has become the tradition on Super Bowl Sunday today, we're talking soup. I filled up with soup last week during the polar vortex. That was my must-eat dinner and lunch. A fantastic tomato soup. You know what? After last Sunday's show, because it was so cold and we were talking about warm weather foods, somebody brought up tomato soup and grilled cheese sandwiches. Ran right out and got it all. Enjoyed it last Sunday, thanks to you. Gave me the taste for it. Beef stew this week. I had a butternut squash soup that was fantastic. So the timing on this is perfect, coming out of our polar vortex, even though the weather's going to be, much nicer by comparison this week. Thought we would talk a little soup this week, get some of your favorite recipes, your favorite soups, but also we want to talk with Allison Velasquez, who is the founder of Skinny Souping, an author of a book that's called Souping. Allison, welcome to WGN. Great to have you with us. Hello.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing very, very well. You survived the polar vortex thanks to your soups?
Yes, I was well stocked. I made it through. Soup and wine, got to make it through those cold days.
The perfect combo platter.
Of course.
Very nice. So explain what skinny souping is, first of all.
So skinny souping is actually a line of drinkable soups. Everything is made from just a handful of simple ingredients and then packaged for consumption on the go. So our soups are portable, they're meant to be drank on the run, and then all of our flavors were designed to be delicious, hot or cold. You can have them any time of the year, and you can actually heat them right in the container. They're microwave safe, so you can have a nice warm meal on the run.
Easy to transport, take to work, take to school, whatever, much easier than, trying to mess around with a can and so forth, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many people. Soup is just, such a widely loved category of food, but it's never been portable. So I really wanted to make it portable for people to take it on the run and eat it everywhere.
Yeah, now what makes the soups skinny?
So the soups are skinny because they're vegan. So there's no dairy, there's no butter, there's no cream. People are really surprised, though, by the mouthfeel of the soup. You don't miss it. They're amazing.
So tell me about some of the varieties that you have and, what goes into making them.
Yeah, so one of our top sellers is spicy super greens. So it's a mix of all of your favorite greens, kale, spinach, zucchini, with a base of garlic, onions, carrots, and then that's blended together and finished off with a little bit of fresh lemon juice and some cayenne pepper for kicks. And then we just have a really wide range of unique, kind of globally inspired flavors, like butternut squash coconut curry, carrot lentil turmeric, and a variety of others.
Okay, boy, those all sound really great. So your cookbook, I assume, are many of these recipes that you're incorporating into your single-serve soups that you sell retail.
They are. So we have in the book, we have over 80 recipes of soups that are all really built from a nutritional standpoint up with a variety of ingredients, which is why I really love soup. You can really pack so many different ingredients into one bowl and it's nutrient dense. And they're just really meant to revitalize your health.
So tell me about some of the most popular recipes that are in your cookbook, Soupy.
One recipe in particular that I hear all the time, it's really simple, but it's zucchini basil.
Okay.
So it's a really simple base of just zucchini combined with onion and garlic and then finished off with a little bit of fresh basil and then a little bit of olive oil to saute those ingredients into.
What's the base of the soup? Is it a vegetable broth? Is it a tomato-y
it's
kind?
Water.
It's water. It's just water.
Yeah, we actually, for all of our soups, we don't use a vegetable broth. We use water. The key difference is why our soups have such an amazing flavor is because we use really fresh quality ingredients. So when using those type of ingredients, you really don't need much more than that and a little bit of sea salt to bring out the natural flavors of ingredients.
Yeah, so you're making your own vegetable broth, really, right?
Yeah, exactly. So there's not really a need to do a two-step process.
Yeah, and we were talking about this on the show last week as well with, you know, as much as we love soups, that, you know, canned soups, any kind of processed soup normally is extremely high in sodium. It sounds like you are very conscious about that in yours.
Yes, the nutritionals are very important to us. In fact, when I design this line of drinkable soups, I design them kind of backwards. Instead of thinking about the flavor profile first, I design them from the nutritional profile of what I wanted to see in each of the soups. And then from there, incorporated trending ingredients and then just interesting flavor profiles to create the flavors. So, for example, like our soups have, for one serving, which is 16 ounces, between 400 and 500 milligrams of salt, which if you think about like a Campbell's soup, that's about a third of the salt for the same portion.
Right. Yeah, so that makes a significant difference. Give us another one of your most popular soups in the book.
One of the most popular ones is our carrot and fennel soup. This is like really an awesome soup because, especially like for the middle, it's like a cozy dead of winter soup, perfect for polar vortex weather. So it's carrots and fennel, which you want to actually roast in the oven. So I coat them with a little bit of coconut oil, a little bit of honey, and then I toss together onion, fennel, and carrots and let those roast in a 425 degree oven for about 20 minutes.
Yeah, intensify the flavor a little bit.
Exactly. And then I just take those out, puree it with water, salt, pepper, and then the final touch is a little bit of fresh thyme. And it really kind of pulls everything together.
Wow, that really sounds quite delicious.
It's so addicting.
Yeah, that sounds really fantastic. Okay, one choice, if someone's going to make a good, easy soup for the Super Bowl tonight, what's your choice?
A super easy soup? You know what's super easy is I'm addicted to fennel, obviously, so I was just talking about it. A great twist on the normal is our tomato fennel soup. So really it's just making a base of what you might already have in your house, some canned tomatoes, onion, garlic, olive oil, and then adding a twist to it by roasting some fennel in the oven and adding that in and pureeing it, and it really elevates your normal tomato soup.
And you're not adding anything else then for like a creamier quality to it, right?
No.
Okay, but I guess you could, if you wanted to, I guess you could, you know, roast some potatoes maybe and puree those into it, right?
You could definitely add in or either potatoes or, you know, sometimes like celery root is an interesting add-in for a creamier base. Or if you're looking to boost the protein in your soup, like white beans.
Ah, okay.
It's a great healthy alternative to like potatoes, which even though potatoes had a great mouthfeel, like there's not as many nutrients in them.
So right.
Some kind of like legumes, like a white bean or a chickpea is a great way to boost that protein intake and nutrient sources and then also create an amazing creamy texture.
Those are some great ideas. The cookbook is called Souping and is available on Amazon. How about your skinny soups? Where can our listeners find those?
So skinny soups right now are available in the Midwest. You can find them at any of the Whole Foods in the Midwest, Mariano's, Fresh Thyme, Better Health, Festival Foods soon, and then Amazon Go stores here coming up shortly.
Very good. We're going to look for those and give them a try. They sound really delicious. Wellness expert and the founder of Skinny Souping, author of the book Souping, Allison Velasquez. Sounds like you're in New York City, I hear, right?
I am. I'm in New York right now, actually, trying to open a couple new accounts. So hopefully you guys over here on this coast will be able to get up soon.
Set them straight out there in New York about how to eat properly.
Exactly.
Always walking around eating those hot dogs on the street. thank you, Allison. We appreciate your time. Have a great day today and a safe trip back.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. And when we come back, what we're going to do is open up the phone lines for your soup recipes, your favorite soups, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Some of you texting in and asking again where you can get more info on some of the recipes that Allison was just talking about. Her book is called Souping, Simply Souping. It's on Amazon. And her products, Skinny Souping, those are the ones that are pre-made already, where'd she say, Whole Foods and Mariano's and a variety of other grocery stores. We'll take a quick break, and then we're going to get to the phones and talk soups with you today. 312-981-7200. Speaking of that phone line, let me go to Donna, who's been patiently waiting. Donna, hi, you're on WGN.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Are you staying warm out there?
Oh, yeah, we're pretty good. I think we're sitting at about 40, maybe 40 degrees here today, so we're doing really well.
Oh, that would be XL.
Yes.
In our Roman numeral world that we're living in now.
Right. Okay.
So we're going to talk. We're talking soups. We're going to talk soups here, and get some get some recipes. For Super Bowl Sunday, and you have a recipe for a potato leek soup. Is that right?
Yeah, it's diced potatoes, and you peel them, and you dice them up, and then you put them in a pot with cover them with some water, along with 3 to 4 leeks that have been cleaned really well and diced, and you cook those till they're tender. And the trick to this soup that I found is just wonderful is you also add a half a teaspoon of caraway seeds that you've kind of crunched up a little bit.
Oh, wow.
And it enhances the flavor. Along with some dill weed, you could just buy the little dill weed, or if they have fresh.
Yeah.
And I use about a tablespoon of dill weed. You can go less if you want.
Yeah, I love dill, but, so I would go on the heavier side of that, too. And that combination of caraway and dill with the potatoes and leeks, oh, man, does that ever sound good.
There's something just so good with the caraway. It just kind of blew me away. So now whenever I make potato soup, I automatically make sure that I have caraway seed. And so then you cook that until they're all nice and tender, and then you put some milk in there, about 1.5 cups of milk, and then you cook it a little bit more, and it just kind of blends the flavor. And then when it's nice and thickened, put a little bit of sour cream in it, few tablespoons, and heat it through, and it's great. It's just a great soup, But you have to go with the caraway seed because that really is the clincher there.
Yeah, I'll bet that. Boy, that gives it like such a unique quality, I would think. That sounds fantastic. Thank you for that recipe.
You're welcome.
I love to trade you. I'm going to send you a gift certificate from Lou Malnati's for sharing your recipe today. Someday you don't feel like cooking, you just order a little Lou's.
Oh, that sounds great. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Hang on for just 1 second. And 12:49, Dean Richards, Sunday on WGN. We're talking soup on this Soup Herbal Sunday. That's our tradition here on our Food Time show. We dig into the soup kettle for some of your favorite recipes, some of our favorite recipes. I love this one that was texted in from the 815 area code. I'm going to try this one. It says, I do a super low-carb keto soup. This one is my favorite that uses cauliflower instead of potato. It's called Loaded Fautato Soup, F-A-U-X, Fautato Soup. I've done this. I've substituted shredded cauliflower for rice in recipes, and you cannot tell the difference. And it brings down the carbs like crazy. So here's the recipe that was sent in. It's onion and bacon that's chopped up, spinach, chicken stock, salt and pepper, of course. 8 ounces of cream cheese that's cut up into cubes. 2 cups of grated sharp cheddar cheese, and get this, 8 cups of chopped cauliflower. Okay? So that's about, I'm going to guess, once you start shredding it up or chopping it, it might be a head or two of cauliflower. But what it's, happens to be an Instant Pot recipe or a pressure cooker recipe. You put the olive oil and onion in, cook it for 2 to 3 minutes. You add the cauliflower, the chicken stock, and some of the spices, and then cook high pressure for 5 minutes after that. While the soup is cooking, You put the cream cheese, the cheddar cheese, and the chopped bacon in, and cook it some more, and just set it to warm. If it's an Instant Pot or a pressure cooker, just set it to and warm. And then you can use a blender or food processor to blend it up, to puree it a little bit. And you can't tell the difference, apparently. It sounds fantastic and super low carb. And I'm all about that for healthy recipes. Hi, Nikki, what do you have for us today? Hi, you're on WGN.
Hi, Dean. Nice to talk to you. I enjoy your program every week.
Thank you.
I make a white bean soup, which is, after it's done, you use the immersion blender and you make it like a real creamy soup.
Yeah.
And there's nothing creamy about it. It's the beans that cause the creaminess in the soup.
Yeah, but isn't that that's such a nice texture without adding milk or cream or heavy fats.
Exactly. So
it's all protein.
Low in calories.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. So what's in the soup?
So mine is you take like olive oil and you saute pancetta or salt pork, either one that you want.
All right.
And then a medium onion, 3 carrots chopped, 3 celery stalks chopped, 1/2 teaspoon of celery salt, and then you saute that until it's soft. You add like 4 garlic cloves, and then you take 4 cans of beans, cannellini beans, and then 5 cups of chicken broth. Now, you could either make your own, chicken broth. You could make your own, or you could use 3 cans of chicken broth.
Okay.
And then you boil that. You cook that up for, maybe until the vegetables are softened. And then I did say about the beans, didn't I? Yeah,
the cannelloni beans, right.
Okay, and so then you saute, you boil that for until the vegetables are soft, and then you take an immersion blender and you blend it all with the immersion blender, and that makes it real creamy soup. And then you serve it with Italian cheese and croutons and a splattering of olive oil.
Oh, boy, that sounds good.
And then if you want, you could always add a handful of spinach to that or escarole. And it's a very, very good soup.
Yeah.
I mean, my family just go crazy for it when I make it.
Yeah, that sounds absolutely delicious. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
On the chicken broth, when I'm making a soup, if I don't make chicken broth from scratch, and it's so easy to do it from scratch, to just boil a chicken, and then the flavor is so much more enhanced. But sometimes you don't have time.
Then you use 3 cans.
3 cans
of chicken broth.
I would advise everyone to go low sodium chicken broth.
Low sodium,
and then
correct.
You can add if you need to add to a little bit of salt. But
no, you don't add salt, because if you put the Italian cheese on it, that's enough salt.
That
the
adds
Italian
it. Oh, right, of course.
So you don't need that, and then a drizzling of olive oil. So it's very good.
Good for you for keeping it healthy like that, Nikki. I love that.
Thank you.
Hang on just 1 second. I'm going to send you a Lou Malnati's gift certificate, if that's all right.
Oh, that would be very nice. Thank you.
I appreciate you calling today. Stay warm, and thank you for that fantastic recipe. 312-981-7200, if you've got one. Love to share it with you. I want to share a recipe that somebody texted in for French onion soup. This may be my favorite soup, French onion soup, where you take, I like to use Vidalia onions because they're sweeter. And you cut them thinly, you sauté them, really caramelize them to really bring out that rich, sweet Vidalia onion taste. I put garlic in it, I put a little butter, some water and bouillon cubes, which normally I would never use because they're so high in sodium, like super, super high. But you could do a low-sodium beef bouillon if you would like. And then adjust the taste a little bit. That'll bring the sodium way down. Worcestershire sauce goes in it. And, it all cooks up together. And, you can add, some people just put like slices of Swiss cheese on it. I like to put a variety of different sharper cheeses on them. Let it kind of melt over the bowl a little bit under the broiler. Some French bread Of course, French toasted bread goes into the soup. So when you pierce through that melted cheese that's on top, you get to that wonderful French bread and that wonderful caramelized onion taste inside. It is just fantastic. 312-981-7200. Let me see what we've got here on the old text line, because we're getting some really great recipes here. For example, just had one here. Our text line just kind of scrolls up, so sometimes it it moves up. But here's one that says, we had a Super Bowl, S-O-U-P-E-R, bowl at Second Presbyterian Church in Bloomington, Illinois today. Three kinds of soups, chili and bread bowls. That's great. And we raised money for our youth, a big salad bar and desserts to go along. And this is from Eileen. Thank you very much for your note on that. Let me see if we have some more recipes here today. Here's someone saying, ask how to cool down soups fast so you can put them in a blender. Yeah, there's not a super fast way to do that, short of putting it in the freezer, short of putting it sort of in an ice bath. To take your bowl, you know, your pot of soup into a bigger pot that may have ice in it, and that'll help to cool it down a little bit. But other than that, there's not a super secret way of doing anything like that, because you don't want to put anything cold that's in right into the soup. You can actually blend when it's you can blend and puree when it's still fairly warm.